This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Early summer mornings are full of awakening sounds as I lie in bed listening to someone going to work early, their truck rattling down the washboard road several hundred yards from our 1991 Marvelette near the banks of the Ojolote. The truck slows as it drops into the creek bed and then shifts down low as it climbs out and skips and bounces out toward the blacktop road. Cattle wander by, occasionally mooing for reasons I've yet to figure out. And they have many, many calves. So cute. There's just no getting around it. Calves are cute, but then they grow up. Quail, gambles, and scales start calling in the early morning. Very small families of both species come out of hiding and start to peck and scratch across the land. Male scaled quail have a funny call, a call that sounds a little like a hiccup, and their head jerks when they call. They look like toys, observed Ms. Mesquite. And they do. They look like beautiful toys. Cardinals start their whistling song. They whistle all day. They whistle all day. I think they do, except they stop while they're tacking themselves in our side, the side mirror of our truck. I hear the sound of the bird hitting the mirror, attacking some handsome intruder. Ground doves start their incessant cooing. It's going to be a long day of ground dove cooing. And from our chicken coop, I hear two of our guaranteed pullets trying to crow. They sound like they're clearing their throats. Maybe the chick sexer at the hatchery was having a bad day. We won't be getting any eggs from those two pullets, I say to Ms. Mesquite. Two dogs wait on a bulkhead outside our bedroom window, and they only get noisy and excited when I get up and meet them at the kitchen door, all tongues and tails, very excited about an early summer morning. And, you know, and I so need a hike in the hills, desperately, desperately, but pre-monsoon dryness calls for many chores, much of it involving water. Our dog Farley has his own stock tank, and he takes dips in, and Choo-Choo likes to sit and be soaked by a hose. Both dogs perform the post-wet roll-in-dirt-and-run-through-shrub dance, and their coats look remarkably good afterwards, and I'm thinking, I may need to try that. But, oh boy, I'm just longing for a walk, a mosey on a limestone slope. A monsoonal mosey's what I need. A muggy monsoonal mosey to look at plants responding to water. And I have a slope in mind. I do. I have this slope in mind. And I have a very cool plant in mind that grows on that slope. Nodosculus angustidens, mala mujer. A most interesting looking plant. Very pretty. I just love the sentence in Arizona Flora, Kearney and People's Arizona Flora, describing it. It says, a handsome plant with transparent stinging hairs from conspicuous white pustulate bases. Well, it's such a beautiful, beautiful plant. This bad woman, this mala mujer, appears from a tuberous root, grows a couple feet tall easily, dark green leaves shaped like maple leaves, and those lobe leaves are covered with white dots. Yes, the pustulate bases. Little white mounds, each holding up a stinging hair. Cool? Yes, very cool. And it does sting, and some folks have terrible reactions to its sting. The name Nodosculus comes from two Greek words, nettle and thorn, so they're combined. Nodosculus starts with a silent C, by the way, not an N, so it's C-N. I was gently corrected years ago by a good friend when he heard me saying Schnodosculus. Schnodosculus. Anyway, the specific epithet angustidens means something is narrow. And maybe, just maybe, the narrow teeth that you see on the margins of the lobes of the leaves, huh? Could be. Could be. White flowers atop it all. No petals. White calyxes. No petals, but white flowers. I mean, who needs petals? Petals are overrated. Oh, and it's in a Euphorbiaceae, the spurge family. So it's a euphorb. Is that cool? You know, and I know just where I'm going to go to look for and photograph Nodosculus angustidens. Yep, and it's going to be on a muggy monsoonal mosey in the Mule Mountains in the search for mala mujer. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.